The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We have someone on the phone for a second date update who's on the rise to stardom.
Ooh.
She's hoping soon she can influence what you eat, what you drink, what you wear, and what you wipe with.
Do we have the Charmin there on the phone?
No. I'm just saying earth-friendly toilet wipes are going to be the next big thing.
I switched to bamboo toilet paper myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
Put yourself rich. Painful.
It's a little scratchy.
Bamboo?
Yeah.
Just a little bit of blood on there, but it's okay. Anyway, she's hoping to become an influencer someday, and she's also hoping that we can influence the guy who's not calling her back to give her another date.
Okay.
So let's say hello to Marianne. How you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. So what does Jeffrey mean? Are you, like, trying to be, like, an Instagram influencer? What are you doing?
I am. I'm really active on the gram, and I just really love kind of those people who have this aspiring lifestyle and just really bring joy and comfort and happiness to other people. That's kind of what I aspire to be.
Okay. Oh, so you're not petty enough to be an influencer.
That's nice.
You need to care about your look.
She
more.
Is the live, laugh, love of Instagram what she is.
Well, Marianne, before we get into this, I just feel like I need to ask you, are you only doing this just to get more publicity for your page?
Oh, doing our show.
Because I don't think it would be fair if you did that and were giving out your Instagram handle just because of that.
I won't plug my Instagram handle.
Okay.
Also, Jeff, no offense. I don't know how much our show would help her out.
That's a fair point, but let's get into your date, Marianne. Tell us about the guy that you met. What's his name?
So his name is David.
Okay.
David.
Stop it. Hey, you be nice.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Did David slide into your DMs? How'd you meet him?
He did slide into my DMs. So, you know, we're on Instagram, and he liked a handful of my pictures.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I kind of looked at his and liked one back.
Okay.
It's so funny how it's like a secret ritual when you're on Instagram. Like, you like a few of mine, I like one or two of yours, and then that's the opening to, like, DM me.
Yeah.
Without saying anything.
It's like a mating dance.
It is. Well,
and that way you know it's safe to write them, because if they go back, like, a year and start liking all your old stuff, then you know.
Yeah.
Then that's a little creepy, weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so funny. So what
was David like online?
Well, I mean, he's got a decent amount of followers.
Is that important? Does that matter how many followers he has?
I think it does for her.
It was the first thing that she mentioned about him.
I'm sorry. I thought that's what you were asking about.
What type of guy is he? Is he an attractive guy?
I mean, he's good looking, and it looks like he's fairly active, and he likes to do things.
Okay.
She's like, oh my god, he's super ugly and lazy. I love it.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do on your date?
So he actually asked me to go to Boba.
Ooh, that's so trendy.
Yeah.
And it's so Instagram friendly.
Mm-hmm. Very gram worthy.
Well, it's just a really fun, cheery place, but it's an opportunity for us just to kind of sit down and casually get to know each other without a lot of like pretense.
Okay. Right. So did you treat it like it was a date, or were you treating it more like a business meeting?
Oh.
Honestly, I have to say both, because like similarly to me, and we found this out when we were talking before we met in person, is that he wants to become an influencer as well. He doesn't have as many followers as I do, but that was definitely something that we connected with.
Sure. Okay, so you could be like the Instagram power couple eventually.
Right, you know, and it was kind of something we joked about, but then it was like, oh, this would actually be fun. And we were having a really good time. So we were talking about, you know, like different things that we could do and different ideas we had.
Oh, like actually working on collaborations together.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's when something is so close to your heart and you spend so much of your time and energy into it, it's just naturally going to come up in the conversation. So it did that for the both of us.
Wow. Okay. Hashtag relationship goals.
So he was like talking about, you know, an idea to get more followers, and he wants to buy an old school bus and retrofit it for a road trip.
I've never seen that done on Instagram.
Yeah.
There's a lot of accounts of fans that have done that.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's kind of what I said. I was like, oh, that's a cool idea, but I've definitely seen that done on several different accounts before.
Was he put off by that? That you kind of like...
Well, I mean, he gave me this kind of shocked look, like I had hurt his baby, but then I was like, aww, how much are you really on Instagram? Because that's pretty common right now. So anyways, we went on, the date went on, we walked around the park, we took some pictures, you know, as you would expect. Mm-hmm. It ended with a little kiss on the cheek, and we took selfies of it.
Oh, of course.
Wait, you took selfies of the kiss on the cheek?
I mean, you kind of have to when it's the golden hour and the sun's setting. It's like perfect.
She'll edit him out if she looks good enough.
I feel like their first time hooking up, she's like, okay, hold on, let me grab my phone. Yeah.
I get that, but it feels so performance, right? It feels like a performance. It doesn't feel like a genuine moment between you two. Did you feel like it was?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's probably because we had talked about different things we want to do, and we kind of laughed about it, of been like, I don't know, how do you want to end the date? Should we take a selfie? And so it was kind of this like fun, flirty way to end things.
Yeah. Well, and I will give you credit, like as an influencer, whether it's YouTube or TikTok or anything, you're used to having the camera out at all times, like for food.
Absolutely.
For
it's
everything.
Like how you look at the world.
So after the staged cheek kiss, how do you end the night?
We just ended the night, and I went back to my car. He went back to his car, and I had a great time, but I just haven't heard from him. The only thing I can think of is me kind of saying the bus wasn't the best idea because it had been done before, but it was such a minor thing.
Did he get into a bus and drive away at the end of the day? Because maybe that was...
He's
like, I'm already in it.
Okay, then never mind.
As far as I know, he did not.
Well, we have some investigating to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call David for you.
It's David, by the way.
Oh, excuse me. It's David. We'll call David, and then we'll try and get you your second date update. Okay, Marianne?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to a possible future Instagram star right now.
Yeah.
Her name's Marianne. And she met a guy named David through the gram. Mm-hmm. They went out to Boba Tea together, had a walk in the park, took some pics. But now he's not calling her back. And Marianne, I told you that we would not plug your Instagram on the show, but I never said we wouldn't plug our own. So Alexis's is at Alexis_Fuller.
Yes, it
Jose is.
Is
at Hilarious Jose.
Yeah,
mine is at It's Young Jeffrey, R-E-Y. And Brooke's, actually, I don't follow you, Brooke. What is it?
Oh, come on.
It's at Brooke Fox Fox.
Two foxes in that one.
Yeah, because remember, because I married the guy and he already had the last name Fox. It all makes sense.
Okay, Brooke, you shouldn't have to describe your handle.
My maiden name. Yeah.
If you want to see a lot of baby pictures and like dog pictures.
No, I'm very funny sometimes too.
Very funny sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, very, very funny baby pictures on there. Go check out at Brooke Fox Fox. Okay, and then, sorry, Marianne, you told us in the first part you were worried that the reason David might not be calling you is because you made a comment about his idea about a school bus. What were you saying?
He had this idea to buy like an old school bus and retrofit it, which is something that's been done a lot before.
Yeah, it's very trendy, yeah.
And I just thought there was better ideas out there.
Okay.
It does still sound fun, though.
It sounds like a lot of work. Just a photo.
It does, yeah. The other thing, though, Marianne, you guys had talked about collabing on stuff. Did you have projects like set up that you were going to work with him on? Because not only is he not calling you back for a date, he's not calling you back for that either.
Right. And so some of my ideas, I'm a little hesitant to say because I don't want somebody to just steal them.
Right.
Yeah,
let's just say they're centered around travel.
Okay.
Okay.
So unique.
Also some whimsy.
I've never seen that.
No, but
don't be jealous because you haven't gone viral.
Well, Alexis is definitely stealing that idea. All right. So we're ready to call David. Are you feeling ready, Marianne? All right, here we go. I'm going to dial his number. We're going to get you a second date update. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for David.
Yeah, this is David.
Hey, David. My name's Jeff. I work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. What's this about?
This is about your future. And what it might hold.
That's true.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a date that you went on recently with one of our listeners.
Oh, okay. Who?
Her name's Marianne.
Okay, well, why are you calling me about it?
The reason that we're calling on her behalf is because we're doing something called a second date update right now. That's where if you go out with one of our listeners and afterwards, if you're not calling them back, they can reach out to us. And we'll call for them to help them figure out the reason why.
Okay.
And this is a boba tea special. Because Marianne told us that you guys went out to boba tea on your date.
I mean, yeah, we did. And yeah, I just didn't feel like we were going to go out again. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, she felt different.
Yeah. I mean, she said that you guys were even talking about like doing some collab stuff for Instagram because you're trying to be an influencer too and... did she get the wrong idea?
Well, no, I mean, no, like the date was good, honestly.
Cool.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, we got along and yeah, I thought it was going well, but I don't know, just something happened at the end that just totally, like, cause she, you know, a lot of times you like go out with some of these Instagram influencers and like, they're kind of vapid and like full of themselves and like, she really wasn't like that. So, like, I was really interested.
Okay, so you're saying it happened at the end of the date. She did tell us about a staged sunset kiss.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, I do that all the time. That doesn't bother me.
You always take selfies like that?
He sometimes kisses himself.
Okay. Every single sunset, he kisses someone.
I mean, you know, that's just kind of what we do. Like, everything is for the public, you know?
Yeah, you're an influencer.
Okay,
so what was it then?
So... We're talking like we're spitballing ideas off each other and stuff. And then like she knows that like this is what I want to do. And so she said that she knows somebody who like could hook me up with a blue check mark for my account.
Okay.
Oh.
I will say we all got one of those. It feels good.
I don't.
Oh, sorry.
But thanks for rubbing it in.
Okay. She has an in with the Instagram people.
Yeah, which is, like, big time, you know? So
yeah, it is.
That's cool.
I was like, awesome, you know, that'd be great, and blah, blah, blah. But, like, she wouldn't tell me who it was. She didn't give me their contact. It was like she, like, bragged that she knew somebody and seemed like she was being like, oh, and I could get this for you. And then she didn't give me any information about it. Like, it just seemed, like, super uncool.
Okay, I kind of understand.
Maybe she was going to follow up later, or maybe, you know, like...
She said, like, she's like, yeah, I don't know if I want it. Like, she totally got off the subject when I asked, completely ignored me, and then that's when the picture happened of, like, she kind of, like, tricked me into, like, drawing my attention away.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's like a dating rule type thing where you have to wait for 3 dates till you have the blue check mark talk.
To give someone on a first date.
Yeah.
It's also weird to not call someone back. You had an amazing date and this girl has a hookup to a blue check mark and she hasn't given it to you and so you're refusing to talk to her?
I'm not like, they're never going to talk to her. We texted a few times after this, but like, that was like a super selfish thing to do. And like, I'm just not into like that quality in a person.
It's selfish. Weird thinking holding a blue check mark back is selfish. Like, this, the times have changed.
I've had a lot of relationship drama, but not this.
Yeah.
issue.
I mean, she can't inundate her one contact at Instagram with every dude she goes out with, you know?
It took us all forever to get ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not every dude. We connected. It felt different.
Aww.
I think you're actually connecting on more levels than you even realize, David.
Yeah, he's right.
In fact, you're connecting to her right now.
Yeah.
Specifically her phone line, because she's been listening this entire phone conversation, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hi, David. Uh-oh. It's Marianne. Hi.
Yeah. You've been listening the whole time. Cool.
Well, when you're we texted a few times back and forth, when I say, hi, how's your day? And your response is, hi. I don't know if that really counts.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have all the time in the world to, write you a freaking novel every time you text me. I was just trying to be nice.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I in regard to the blue check mark, I wasn't intentionally dangling it in front of you like a carrot. I was just saying, if things move forward, there's the possibility of this. And that was more, I think, of the business side rather than the potential relationship side. So it seems kind of sucky that you made that decision that nothing's going to move forward because I didn't further your Instagram account.
It kind of sounds like a bribe to me.
What?
Yeah.
Or almost a checkmark tease.
That's kind of smart if it is, though.
But I think she's right on. If you were in a business relationship with somebody, you wouldn't, on the first time you met them, give them all of your secrets and goods, you know?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Brooke slept with the guy to get us checked.
Yeah. I did not.
I mean, she's, talking about it. We didn't have this, long... It's not like I walked up to her on the street and was yo, hook me up with a blue check mark. And, I have been at this for a long time. I've got over 25,000 followers. And by the way, unlike you, they're all real people. I checked.
What does that mean?
That hurts.
Hold on, you're a fraud?
Who are you talking to in this? Are you talking to one of us or are you talking to
Brooke, did
Marianne?
You buy our check marks?
No, I'm talking to Marianne.
Hold on a second. I just sat there and went through every one of my 50,000 followers to find out if they're real.
Oh,
I hate when people buy fake followers.
It is really obvious when you have fake followers.
You get 100 likes.
Totally. And they're all Russian names.
Yeah.
With a lot of underscores.
Are you saying it's not true or is he right?
I bought followers when I first started because I wanted to move things forward, but it's not something that I have done in 2 years.
Oh.
Dude, I will say, I have worked with people who have done the same thing, okay?
Really?
And, put a lot of money into it because they think that that's how they're going to look important.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. The whole point is to be authentic on there, to have a real authentic persona, and you are just totally fake from the beginning, fake.
If the bot brought other people in, they don't have to stay following my account if they don't like it, but they've managed to stay.
I mean, I guess she's right.
I could argue either side, but
me
I think
too.
We're really getting away from the part of you guys had some romantic connection.
No, I'm kind of interested in this.
I know. I'm living for the grand drama.
No,
come on.
I mean, Eddie,
don't we
petty.
Want a date? Did you guys get past this? Can you put this in your past?
Yes, Brooke.
No, I mean, it's not only a no for me, but now I'm seriously thinking about reporting her to Instagram for having all these fake followers.
No, bro.
Oh.
Don't get her account shut down after years of work. That could happen.
Will they do that if you have fake followers?
I think there were people they did a purge years ago.
I gotta go report some people.
Oh, don't you get petty on us, Brooke.
You can go ahead and do whatever you want. Like I said before, I already have ins with Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Her friend works there.
Oh, that's what she has the hookup.
Oh.
You're never getting a blue check mark, David.
Oh, man. I cannot wait to watch the reaction video on my own Instagram later. At It's Young Jeffrey. Make sure you follow. Only real followers. Thank you.
That's why we're so cute.
Yeah, because I'm the real deal.
Your conscience.
Hashtag Graham Life.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret.
Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.